Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome! Thank you for joining us for another episode of the John Whitmer Show. I'm your host, John Whitmer, and you're listening to Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio. As always on this show, we will be your voice for the principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Later on in the show, my guests will be Chuck Weber, Executive Director of the Kansas Catholic Conference, State Representative Randy Garber, Bruce Guerin, and Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell. And of course, we will share the results of this week's Facebook poll, go over some of the headlines, and take your calls at 316-869-1330. And, you know, I got Fox News on here, and you just had to put up Ocasio, what is it, Alexandria Stupida Cortez or whatever her name is. I don't know. But just so that's a nice way to start off this evening. And ironically, they're talking about what we're going to talk about in the first segment here, which is we've had a lot of news this week about the Green New Deal. And I don't know if you've had a chance to review this thing. If you want a good laugh, if you're looking to chuckle, if you want to just kind of, I don't know, have a good hearty har-har, you've got to go read The Green New Deal. For those of you who haven't had the chance, I figured I would take a few minutes and kind of summarize this for you so that you can understand exactly where the left side of this political spectrum is in America today. So the most entertaining and asinine of the news stories this week involved, of course, Democrats and their Green New Deal. It's not hyperbole, by the way, for me to contend that this is likely the most ridiculous and, frankly, un-American plan that has ever been presented by an elected official to voters. Not merely because would it necessitate essentially a communist strongman to institute, but also because the societal costs are unfathomable. Seriously, we need the Warner Brothers when you talk about this. It's Looney Tunes. It seriously is. While some of the specifics still need to be ironed out, of course, no shocker there, the plan's authors assure us, and I'm sure we can trust them, that this, quote, massive transformation of our society, unquote, needs some clear goals and a timeline. The timeline, of course, is 10 years. So let's give you some of the goals that they want to have accomplished within the next 10 years. Number one, ban affordable energy. That's right, folks. The Green New Deal calls for the elimination of all fossil fuel energy production, the lifeblood of American industry and life, which includes not only evil oil, but also natural gas, one of the cheapest sources of American energy, and one of the reasons the United States has been able to lead the world in carbon emissions reductions. Nope. Gone. Forget it. It's gone. Eliminate nuclear energy. Yes, it calls for the elimination of all nuclear power, one of the only productive, somewhat affordable, quote-unquote, clean energy sources available within 11 years. So right now, we've also laid off a good 10% of the American workforce, but that's aside from that. I'm sure they'll find jobs for them, and we'll get to that. Their plan actually gets to that. This move would purge around 20% of American energy generation. So apparently you can rely on all the hot air coming from the Democrat candidates for president from now on, because you can't have coal, you can't have natural gas, you can't have gasoline, and you can't have nuclear. But pedal cars, I guess. We're going to have pedal cars. Gerbil wheels. We're going to have gerbil wheels. Eliminate 99. Get this one. You got to love this one. Eliminate 99% of cars. Now, to be fair, under the Green New Deal, everyone will still have a car. You will just need to retrofit your car with Flintstone-style footholes for pedals for recycling, or have it totally refit so that they can replace, quote, every combustion engine vehicle. Right. So trucks, airplanes, boats, 99% of cars, within 10 years, they're gone. Charging stations for electric vehicles will be built, quote unquote, everywhere. It's very specific. I appreciate the specificity there. Though how power plants will provide the energy needed to charge them, since we've gotten rid of all of the energy production, they don't bother to answer that question. Next up, gut and rebuild every building in America. Yep, you heard that correctly. We're going to, quote, retrofit every building in America with, quote, state-of-the-art energy efficiency. Just make sure you heard that correctly. It is every building in America will have to be retrofitted within 10 years. That includes every home, factory, apartment building, doghouse, everything, which will all need, for example, to have their entire working heating and air conditioning systems ripped out, which is good for that industry, I suppose, and replaced with, well, whatever technology Democrats are going to invent in their committee hearings, because we've gotten rid of most of the technology that we currently use to power anything in this country. So, but no, it's green. It's green. It's going to cost us a heck of a lot of green, but it's green. Eliminate air travel. That's right. The Green New Deal calls for out high-speed rail as a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. Yeah. So we're going to get rid of airplanes. Everybody's going to take a train. Now, I don't know exactly how they're going to accomplish that to say, oh, I don't know, Hawaii, but hey, why not? Puerto Rico, same thing, you know, U.S. Virgin Islands, I guess they're out of luck, apparently, and the Green New Deal. Oh, this one's priceless. Now, remember earlier we talked about all the people laid off from the energy sector, but that's okay because the Green New Deal promises a government-guaranteed job. The bill promises the United States government will provide every single American with a job that includes, quote, a family-sustaining wage, family and medical leave, vacations, and a pension. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, yeah. Don't get me started. You can imagine that those left in the private sector would be funding these through some unspecified massive taxation, but no, they didn't bother to put in their funding mechanism. On the bright side, when you're foraging for food, your savings are worthless, and you're in the dark anyway, so you can't see how bad things are. Free education for life. The Green New Deal promises free college or trade school for every American. Yeah. A healthy government-mandated diet. It promises the government will provide, quote, healthy food for every American because there are no vegetables in your local supermarket, apparently. Nor can you grow them if you want, but apparently the government is now going to provide you with a diet. A house. The Green New Deal promises that the government will provide, quote, safe, affordable, adequate housing for every American citizen. I call dibs on the Obama mansion. That's adequate, because frankly, for my needs, that's what I need. I need that nice mansion that the Obamas have with the big fence, the big wall around it that we've seen. That's what I want. I call dibs. Free money. That's right. The Green New Deal aims to provide, and I'm not making this up, quote, economic security for all who are, and this is the best line in the whole deal, folks, quote, unable or unwilling to work. Now, just to reiterate that, if you're unwilling to work, apparently the rest of us are going to go to work for you. Yeah, that's right. If you're unable or unwilling to work, the Green New Deal is going to promise you a job or work for you or pay you to not work or I don't know how they're doing this. And, oh, a bonus insanity here. They're banning meat. Yes, they admit that they can't get down to zero emissions because, after all, this is about reducing emissions in 10 years because, quote, we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of cow farting and airplanes that quickly. So apparently the only way to solve the cow farting problem is to get rid of cows. So where's the beef? Apparently it's gone the way of the cow fart. Yes. Now for the fun part. To cover this multiple trillion dollar price tag, The authors of the Green New Deal admit that it will require, quote, massive new spending. So they propose to, wait for it, tax the rich. Aren't we lucky those rich people are so generous that they are going to pay to cover all of these lovely new spending that we're coming up for? I mean, I tell you, this is just priceless. The stuff writes itself, believe me. When we get back, I want to shed a little dose of reality onto another one of their whimsical dreams, the $15 minimum wage myth. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on KNSS.
KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.